Today is the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker, and I was sharing this earlier. On May the 1st, 1955, Pope Pius XII delivered a significant address before an assembly of representatives of the Catholic Association of Italian Workers. Toward the end of the speech, the Holy Father said, "We are happy to announce to you our determination to institute, as we now do in fact institute, the liturgical feast of St. Joseph the Workman, assigning to it precisely the first day of May. The world of labor has claimed May 1st for itself in its own as its own proper feast day. Now he is instituting this feast not as a stimulus for discord, hate, and violence, but to be a recurring invitation to modern society to accomplish that which is still lacking for social peace. A Christian feast, therefore, that is, a day of rejoicing for the concrete and progressive triumph of the Christian ideals of the great family of labor." And then there's more explanation to this. Why aren't we hearing about any of St. Joseph's Feast of the Worker day today? I'm watching C-SPAN and Fox News right now, and all I've seen are mentions of May Day protest and how reporters are out there covering them. Will anyone cover St. Joseph, the Feast of the Worker? And then Joseph Saraceno makes the point. I just thought that this was brilliant about this. And here's how we ought to think about it. This applies to all of us, by the by. Jesus journeyed on and came to his own countryside, where he taught them in the synagogue, so that they said in astonishment, "How did he come by this wisdom and these strange powers? Is not this the carpenter's son?" And that's from Matthew 13, 53-54. St. Joseph was a carpenter in Nazareth, a man of the working class, as pointed out. True, he was a descendant of the royal family of David, but his royalty no longer connotated glamour. Its former magnificence and wealth were gone. Joseph was obliged to live by the labor of his hands, far away from the royal palace in Jerusalem. He dwelt in the hidden, despised town of Nazareth in Galilee, and plied his trade there. The houses he knew were certainly unpretentious, even primitive, being mere mud huts with roofs supported by beams and floors of packed clay. Carpenters fashioned the entire structure as well as its furnishings. Tools and implements for home and farm came from local shops. Such was St. Joseph's trade. His whole life long in this community of simple, rural Galileans, and it brought him neither riches nor honors. Consequently, when the young carpenter married the Virgin Mary, he could have offered her only a very modest home, probably a house that he himself had built. And there's another quote. This is from Luke. "It happened that a decree went out at the time from the Emperor Augustus, enjoining that the whole world should be registered. And Joseph, being of David's clan and family, came up to David's city, a city called Bethlehem, to give in his name there. With him was his espoused wife Mary, who was then in her pregnancy. There was no room for them at the inn." Close quote. And Saraceno comments on this on St. Joseph the Worker Day. Quote, "Here, Joseph was made painfully aware of the fact that he belonged to the poorer class, for he was compelled to house his bride in a stable. The months in Bethlehem were difficult ones, but it must have been even more difficult to live as a refugee and support a family in Egypt. Only after the death of Herod was it safe to return, and then not to Bethlehem, as he would have desired, but to Nazareth, since the even more cruel Archelaus was now ruler of Judea. In Nazareth, Joseph was once more the humble carpenter." His point is that Christ, the man God, had to be raised by someone. He couldn't have been called the carpenter's son if Joseph wasn't a carpenter. And so where would our Lord have learned his work ethic, that his human work ethic? That, "Mr. Church is blabbing." No, it's not. It says human work ethic. that he would share with the apostles and that he would demonstrate to all those that followed him. Well, he would have learned the work part of it from St. Joseph. So it only makes sense if you're looking for a literary figure in the Bible that was a worker and worked with his hands and was a member. I mean, how high of an honor? Wait, tell me what higher honor there could possibly be than to be the putative or foster father of Christ himself. What honor could possibly be higher than that for a man to accomplish or for a man to have aspired to? Back to Mr. Saraceno. Joseph, the husband of Mary, it was of her that Jesus was born, who was called Christ. That's Matthew 1:16. Thus did God honor the lowly worker. I mean, think about that. Selecting him to become the husband of Mary, the mother of God. Joseph knew the secret of his betrothed, an angel, and enlightened him. Child in her womb was of the Holy Spirit. So Joseph took his wife to himself and became the virgin protector of the virgin mother. Indeed, he became, in a true sense, the father of the child whom the virgin conceived and later brought forth in Bethlehem. By virtue of the matrimonial bond, Mary's child is his child too. He exercises paternal power and authority over the incarnate Son of God. The Lord of heaven and earth is subject to him. He owes and renders obedience to Joseph as his earthly father. Again, there's another passage in there when we learn of the slaughter of the holy innocents. What happens to our Lord? Joseph has a dream. The angel comes to him and says, hey, dude, you need to wake up. Mr. Joseph, please, wake up. And Mr. Joseph wakes up, tells his wife, doesn't ask her, he doesn't request her of her. He says, get up, get dressed, get the boy, let's get out of here. Herod is coming. Thus again does God honor the poor carpenter, making him head of the holy family. Mary, Mother of God, radiant with grace, virtue, and holiness, wants to be dependent on him and directed by the will of St. Joseph in all matters. She serves him and loves him. So again, today is May the 1st, May Day, as it's called, the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. You're not going to hear this anywhere else, I assure you. No other radio host is going to spend any time explaining that there is a Christian alternative, and there has been since 1955, to the secular socialist communist May Day. I don't want to say celebrations, commemorations. They're going to happen all around the world. And it's a good, it's a beautiful alternative, just as you would expect. The humble workman of Nazareth not only personifies God, this is a quote now from Pius XII, quote, the humble workman of Nazareth not only personifies God and the church, the dignity of the manual laborer, but he is always the provident guardian of you and your families, close quote. For centuries, St. Joseph succeeded in remaining in the background just as he had done during his earthly life. Little by little, however, God brought him out of the darkness into the light, so that now one frequently sees pictures of him and altars or churches dedicated to his honor. Numerous religious institutions, monasteries, and convents have entrusted themselves to his fatherly care, bear his name, and honor him as their protector and their advocate at the throne of God. Indeed, at a time of great oppression in the year 1870, Pope Pius IX named St. Joseph, quote, protector of the universal church, close quote, and approved the application of verses 20 and 21 of Psalm 32 to him, quote, the Lord is our strength and our shield. In him our hearts will find refreshment. In his holy name we trust. That's what those verses say. And how many of the faithful, having taken refuge under his protection in time of distress and need, have experienced his help and the power of his intercession? In this way, the humble workman of Nazareth personifies in the eyes of the church the dignity of those who labor with their hands. The Holy Father says the Catholic Association of Italian Workers, again, quote, do not forget that your first care is to preserve and foster Christian living among workers. To this end, it is not enough for you to fulfill and urge others to fulfill your religious duties. You must deepen your knowledge of the teachings of the faith. And then he asserts that no worker was ever more completely and profoundly penetrated by the Spirit of Christ than the foster father of Jesus. If you wish to be close to Christ again today, repeat, ite ad Yosef, go to Joseph. Today on May the 1st, so it's I happily and cheerfully bring this up in this sea of darkness that everyone thinks that we're surrounded by, in this sea of darkness and despair, that St. Joseph and St. Joseph Day is a beautiful Christian response to the pinko commie libs and their stinking May Day observance today. Don't fall for it. It used to be a much, when the Soviet Union was still around and kicking, it was a much bigger deal than it is today.